When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. If taking your business to the next level is a top priority, then you're in the right place because every single day we deliver a business lesson to help grow your business. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And today's episode is a must-read episode. In our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that I've read that has greatly influenced me as an entrepreneur, has impacted me because of its insights and its strategies. And I share with you those strategies right here on the show. I also share with you why you should pick up the book and read it as well. Today's must-read is Start Small, Stay Small by Rob Walling. Rob Walling is a serial micropreneur. That means he creates many small businesses. And in his book, Start Small, Stay Small, he really nails down in only about 135 pages, the book is not long at all, how to focus on your audience and create a great product for them. Now, the book's subtitle and at the intro, he explains that this book is really targeted for single developers or coders looking for a lifestyle business or looking to code something for sale, whether that's a game, an app, a software of some sort. But a lot of what he shows can be applied in any business. And even if you're not a developer and you're looking to be in the development game, meaning you want to create a software for sale, he has a lot of tips. He actually recommends you can outsource the development if you want. He even mentions that the development is the easy part. The business is what you need to focus on. I'm going to get into all the insights that he shares in this short but very effective book. So let me get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Jive. Jive is the number one cloud-based small business phone system. If you're a small business but want to compete with the big guys, then you definitely need to check out Jive for your phone needs. They have all the great features that you want, and with their amazing technology, their voice over IP technology, you can save up to 75%. That's incredible. They have world-class customer service, so they always got your back. But don't take my word for it. Jive is hooking up every listener with a free month of service to try them out. This is a limited-time offer, so make sure you go to this link right now and sign up. That's jive.com/MBA. That's jive.com/MBA. Rob Walling, in his book, Start Small, Stay Small, really drives home the point, product last, market first. We talk a lot about this on the show, how your market, your audience is really what's going to dictate the success of your business. He says, only build products after you know the market exists. Now, like I said, you know, Rob is writing for a programmer, but this applies to anybody. He says, programming is the easy part. The development is the easy part. Instead of focusing on the product, focus on the market. The product will follow. Because again, the audience is what's going to tell you what to create. They're going to tell you their problems, their pains, what they're struggling with, and what solutions they're looking for so you can create them. Now, in the book, Rob shares a lot of great strategies. One of them I particularly really found interesting was how to evaluate an idea and test if the market exists before any time is spent on development or creation, and not only time, but money as well. He actually gives you some great ideas on how to brainstorm ideas, how to vet them for the real world and see which ideas would really work. He also shows you some great tactics on evaluating ideas using keyword analysis using a Google search. Now, what makes this book so significant is that he crafts this advice, these strategies, into actionable steps. It's a breath of fresh air, really. Rob also spends some time in the book explaining how to build a sales website to generate buzz for your product, how to build a mailing list for potential users, and to see if a market exists for your product via your website. This is all essential to creating any kind of product, even if it's not software. Now, the thing I love about this is that he explains how to create a website and how to build an email list and how to create buzz. And he advises that all of this should be done before the product is even actually created. You get the point. Market first, then product. He then explains what it's commonly known in marketing as a sales funnel, how to turn visitors to your website to prospects or buyers. He shares some key tactics on building high-quality leads so those leads can begin to trust you and your product. He also has an interesting perspective on outsourcing. Now, he talks about outsourcing the actual development, but also a lot of developers, they want to automate everything. They want to create a program to automate every single function in a business. Now, Rob argues against this ideal. He says, why? Automation takes time to develop. Instead, why don't you outsource a simple, repetitive task to a virtual assistant? Get somebody to actually do the task for you rather than a bot. He says, you can automate it later on if the volume demands it. And with a person, you get personalized service, which differentiates you from the competition. Interesting perspective. To summarize some of the takeaways and what you learn from this book is really narrowing down your market, understanding your market before the product at hand, and then understanding the importance of marketing. He also talks about the importance of aesthetics, how well your website looks, how well your product looks, your finishing. Taste is important, but at its core, Rob really drills home the importance of market analysis and marketing. And this is something you can apply to any kind of business, and this is why I had to put this book on a must-read. I highly recommend you pick up Start Small, Stay Small, especially if you're a small business owner or somebody who wants to be one that doesn't want to grow too large and wants to create something small that can pay your bills, that can give you the kind of lifestyle you're looking for. You may not want to have 100 or 1,000 employees. You may just want to have a small team, maybe just you, but you want to have a game plan to do it. Rob really gives you a great head start with his book. Guys, I got more on today's must read, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Jive. If you're a small business but want to compete with the big boys when it comes to your phone system, then you got to go with Jive. Jive is the number one cloud-based small business phone system. They're going to give you all the features that you need. Features like unlimited extensions, auto attendance, call routing, and you can use your phone on any device. And it's not just phone, it's also video conferencing. Now you might be saying, whoa, this might be expensive. Actually, by switching over to Jive's voice over IP technology, you could save 50 to 75% off. But don't take my word for it. I want you to try it out for free. Jive is giving every listener a free month to try out their service. But this is a limited time, so make sure you sign up right now. That's jive.com/MBA. To get that special free month of Jive service, go to jive.com/MBA. To wrap up today's must-read episode, Start Small, Stay Small by Rob Walling, this is a very short read. It's 135 pages. You can read it in one sitting, and it's well worth it. I found that this book was so refreshing because it was so actionable, but it also gives this interesting perspective that you can run a successful small business by yourself. I also want to add that if you're thinking about going into the software business, you know, we have a software business, Webinar Ninja. It's not an easy business to be in, but it's really rewarding. And you can start off with something very simple, a small app, something that solves one problem. And hey, you can outsource the development if you want. Or if you want, you could take a crash course and learn how to code. We have an episode on the $100 MBA show, episode 649, that shows you all the different ways you can learn how to code, some great resources. You could check that out at 100mba.net/mba649. All right, that wraps up today's lesson. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you hit subscribe so you can get all our episodes automatically, as well as all the archive episodes. In order to get access to all 700 plus episodes, you gotta hit subscribe so you can get all the episodes in the feed. Most podcast apps only give you the latest episodes and not all the archive ones from the beginning. So hit subscribe right now. All right, that's it for me today. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. I found this book, Start Small, Stay Small, both motivational and instructional, which is a great combination. It's also a great example of you can write a really good book that doesn't have to be that long. So if you're looking to write a book one day, this is actually a good example of how you can be effective, how you can really help people and motivate people all under 150 pages. So sometimes a good book for one reason is also a good book for another, as an example of what you can do one day as well in your niche, in your area of expertise. All right, I'll check you guys in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.